Well, among its other businesses, Standard & Poor's is a rating agency. And what that means, they're an independent analyst that provides arm's-length review of financial information. And then what they do is provide a risk rating for the entity that's going to be issuing some debt.
Okay.
So it's not completely unlike how a bank reviews a person's personal financial information before granting them a mortgage.
Okay. And speaking of mortgage, I think, they downgraded Fannie and Freddie today and the housing debt as well. So that was that. It seemed like when the markets opened, we were just down a couple hundred points. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once they downgraded that, it seemed like it, you know, it kind of accelerated a little bit. Is that coming into play, you think?
Well, you know, what markets don't like is uncertainty, and right now that's what we've got in spades.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the S&P downgrade from AAA to AA negative, how does that affect the U.S.? How does that affect our country?
Well, if you look at it, there can really be a number of different impacts, but realistically, or at least theoretically anyway, when an investor is taking on more risk in an investment, they require more return, and that downgrade from AAA means that there's inherently more risk in the opinion of Standard & Poor's. And I think that that's the key right there. It's in the opinion of Standard & Poor's.
Okay. Because Moody's isn't doing it, although they're saying, hey, you know, if you guys don't get your act together by 2013, we might do it.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And who's the other one?
There's Fitch.
Okay. And Fitch, are they kind of saying the same thing, or are they being quiet?
They're right there with Moody's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, China has been kind of ripping on us a little bit. They don't have great credit rating, do they?
Well, if you look at it, China has over $3 trillion in the bank. The United States has about $100 billion in the bank.
Okay.
I think they have a reason to be ripping on us.
All right.
Actually, they are our biggest lender at this point in time.
Yeah. How does the downgrade in the country's credit rating affect us as individuals? What's it going to do to my money?
Well, for you individually, there's always the chance that this could mean higher interest rates down the road.
Okay.
And that goes back to that whole theoretical impact concept.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of stuff out there that's really much more critical to the country's interest rate levels than this S&P downgrade.
Okay.
You know, particularly if our country continues on the same path that it's on and we continue to run deficits and we need to more and more debt to run our country, that's going to mean that the people that are lending to us, and specifically you mentioned China, which is our biggest lender, they may come out and say, we're going to require you to pay us X percentage higher than you're currently paying us for us to continue on lending you money. And what that means is that could flow through to home mortgage rates and credit card interest rates. But on the positive side, it could also flow through to bank deposit rates for all those people out there that are being good consumers and saving their pennies.
Really?
Yeah.
So you might actually make a little bit more money on your money.
Yeah.
Putting
How
it
about
in
that?
Savings. Wow.
How
hey.
About that? Doing something friendly for the savers in this country instead of the spenders.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people are thinking, oh, my 401k, I mean, in 08, it took a beating. You know, things were finally starting to look good. And then last week was terrible. And now this news and... You know, it's just this very volatile market right now. What should people do with their 401ks?
Well, I think specifically right now, don't panic. Panicking is absolutely the wrong thing. Selling at the current levels is the wrong
thing. You bankers always say that,
yeah.
but I'm panicking. should we just not look at our 401ks?
that's always a strategy. but probably... If you look at things from the standpoint of a 401k is a very, very, very long-term investment vehicle, and what you're doing over the course of the life of that 401k is you're buying investments in small quantities, but over a long period of time. So if you're buying today when the Dow is down 3% or 3.5% or whatever the number is, the shares that you're buying today, you know, say 15 years from now, they're going to be worth a heck of a lot more than they were 2 weeks ago, if you were buying shares at that point.
Right. And so, I mean, the key is, I mean, obviously, you're gonna have more money in risky stocks when you're younger, versus when you're older.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely key. I'm glad you pointed that out. One of the things that every 401k investor needs to do is to think of your 401k in terms of where you are in your stage of life. You know, if you're a young kid right out of school and you're starting your first job, you want to make sure that you're taking on as much risk as you can, because you've got so many years into the future that risk is really mitigated. If you're coming up on retirement and you're planning to retire at 67 and you're now 60, you really need to take a serious look at where your asset allocation is and make sure that you have stuff in there that isn't tied directly to the stock market. You want to make sure you have some fixed income. You want to have some stable value types of investments, maybe some gold. All of those kind of things help to diversify your portfolio so that you are going to make sure that the nest egg that you've built is going to be there when you need it.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Mark Ballard, and Mark is the Executive Vice President at Bank Champaign. Also, he's got a great blog, Mark's Investment Strategies blog, and it's simply a blog to keep his clients and friends current on his investment management activities, and we've got a link to it on our Facebook page, myconnectfm.com. You know, Mark, does this make it more difficult for people when they want to come in and get a loan? I mean, down the road, you know, this downgrade from Standard & Poor's, is it going to affect your guys' ability, banks' abilities to be able to help people out?
This specific downgrade, no, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that, in general, corporate earnings, and we see it in our client base as well as, you know, the big companies that we invest in for our investment clients, earnings have been growing. And that's because even though the economy is growing very slowly, mm-hmm. it's still growing and corporate earnings are growing. Mm-hmm. One of the things that could turn all that around is if there's a recession out there that really impacts the economy and economic growth. And right now, you know, the leading indicators don't indicate that that's in the offing. What we would be looking for is things like FedEx deliveries falling and rail car shipments falling and sea container shipments falling, and those kind of things would indicate to you that we're going to see an economic slowdown that's going to impact everybody from General Electric to one of our local clients here. And mm-hmm. right now we're just not seeing that.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Because you keep hearing people talk about, is this a double dip recession? And
yeah, the indicators don't show it. Now, that doesn't mean that come 2012, we're not going to see some of those indicators start to soften.
Right.
But what we're thinking is that the current turmoil, I guess, in the markets is really a bit of a buying opportunity. And what we're doing is just slowly putting some money into the market for our clients into companies that have growing earnings, that have strong balance sheets and very shareholder-friendly policies in terms of dividends and things like that. And we're thinking that as we move into year-end, the market should strengthen as people see that corporate earnings are continuing to grow. But then as we move into year-end, probably looking at maybe raising some cash and watching those leading indicators and just employing all of the various risk management techniques that we utilize.